This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We mentioned last week that the Yemei HaSfira are days of Hachana to Kabbalah Satera. These are days that are designated to prepare for Kabbalah Satera. What is the preparation? What is this Hachana that is asked of us to do? So we spoke last week a few different points, and one of the points was a Sfas Emes that says that there are 48 Kinyanei HaTorah, and therefore these days, which number 49, is meant to work on the Kinyanei HaTorah. The Kinyanim are 48, and there are 49 days of Sfira. So we spoke, Rabbaran, Shiva Zatzal used to speak, that to have all the kinyanim together, that's the last kinyan, all of them together. And we spoke over from the Sfas Emes that maybe it's an inyan of chazara to repeat. You know, a person works on something, he has to be kainit. So he has to be chazarit, has to take effect. One of the kinyanim is Oyev Es HaTeichachas. It's to love Teichach, Oyev, to like Teichach, to be receptive. Most people are Boyet, in Teichach. Someone rebukes them, they right away go on the defensive, and they don't accept. One of the kinyanim is to be oyhev es hateichachas, to love, to accept teichacha. Last week's parsha, Parshas Kedeshim, we had the mitzvah of teichacha as one of the mitzvahs of the parsha, hecheach teichiach es ami secho, v'leisisa olav chet. People must know, Rabbi say, Teichacha is an art. It's not an easy thing to give Teichacha. Oyev es HaTeichachas, someone has to like Teichacha. If it's given properly, then we have a chance that the recipient is an Oyev es HaTeichachas. It's a tremendous art. It's a tremendous chachma on how to give Musar. How to give teichacha. What is the anatomy of a teichacha? There's a lot of details, Rabbeis, and I'd like to share with you and discuss with you today what is teichacha. There's an interesting Chazanish is Mechadish Achidush. Chazanish is on the Rambam in Hilchas Deis. Chazanish says that possibly there's no mitzvah or chiyuv to hate Rishayim today. We all know there's a rule in the Torah that you're supposed to hate a Rasha. Zok the Chazanish, it doesn't apply today. Why? Because since the Rasha has to be that he's doing it b'mezid, he's doing it on purpose. On purpose means he understands that it's wrong and he's doing it anyway. But since we can't be mechiyach today, so there's no way to reach the Rasha to explain to him that he's doing something wrong, and therefore there is no inyan of sinas rishayim. I quote you the lashon of the Chazanish. When do we hate a Rasha? It's only after he's not a Mekabel the Teichacha.
Was this in the
Chazanish's
time also?
Rav Mulin, the mitzvah lehoi v'sereshoyim haitaimu. The opposite. It's a mitzvah to love the Rishayim. The Havi came at Shuvas Maram Lublin. Ki etzleinu hu kaidim teichacha. Because today, it's kaidim teichacha. Even if you spoke and you try to reach him, it's considered as if you never spoke to him. It's before teichacha. Ki etzleinu kaim k'shein anu yoidim lehechiach. We don't know how to give teichacha. V'dainina lehu ki anusim. And therefore, all the Rishayim are anusim and not mezidim. They're not mezid. Unbelievable chidush. All the Oivir Aveira, we can't call them Oivir Aveira. They're not mezidim. The Gemara actually, to answer your question, it's Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tezayinim and Aleph says, Tomani im yesh bedor hazeh mekabel teichachas. It's very hard already. In the times of already, the Chachamim, Chazal already identified the problem that to communicate teichach is difficult. And if it was said in the times of Chazal, Manoimer Abasrei today in our time. So let us discuss what is the right mahalach, what is the right method of giving teichach. It's interesting, I saw a lot of chidahs on this topic from many different svarim of the chidah, and I'd like to share that with you. Pasuk that teaches us the mitzvahs of teichach is heicheach teichiach es am yisecho v'loisisa olav chet. Says the chidah nachal kedumim v'loisisa olav chet. It's trying to tell us that a person, when he gives teichach, he has to make sure that he doesn't make it worse. V'loisisa olav chet. Amplify the chet, which means there are times that the teichacha does more damage than it does good. So heicheach teichiach, says the chidah nachal kedumim, you give teichacha in a way that it's v'loisisa olav chet. Sisa is a lashon of harama, of adding to the chet. Don't make it worse. Don't expand the problem. And he talks about the topic of mutiv shei shogegim v'alyu mezidim, which is a very important suffix in halacha. When do we say that rule of mutiv shei shogegim v'alyu mezidim? There's a big bir halacha in Taf Reish Ches about it, if it's by deiraisis or by derabonons. It's a big topic. But the point is that you have to be secure in the teichacha that it's doing, that it's helping and not causing more damage than good. It's a very important insight. Sometimes a person gives teichacha and he makes the person even a bigger chaita. The method and the style and the words you use makes the oiver aveira double down. To double down on his chet, says the chidah, that you have to be careful. Heicheach teichiach, in such a way that is v'leitisa. Don't make it that it should be worse. V'leitisa olav chet. I saw b'grad a beautiful pshat from the Teldes Yaakov Yosef. He says, what's the pshat? Heicheach teichiach es ami secha. He says that's part of the teichacha. You need to convey to the person that you're giving the teichacha that it's amisecha, that you care for him. A lot of times your person gives mussar and the feeling that he picks up is that you're trying to get him or you're trying to belittle him. Says the Teldes Yaakov Yosef, Heicheach teichiach es amisecha. I actually searched a little bit and I found that the Al-Sheikh already said this pshat, that the main akuda is to begin, the starting point is heicheach teichiach es amisecha, is the conveying of the fact that you care for the person. But the Talmud also says another point, which is very important. Teichiach, teichiach, the double lashon. We'll soon see that the Gemara already in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed addresses the shaila of the double lashon. But the Talmud explains, teichiach, teichiach yourself as well. A lot of time, people give mussar to others, and they really themselves are not oiska arbit in the inyan. Chazal tell us, k'sheit atzmecha v'yachachach k'sheit acherim. It's not only, I believe, Pshat in the Gemara is not only telling you how and what right you have to give mussar, but it's teaching you how the mussar will be effective. K'sheit atzmecha v'yachachach k'sheit acherim is not just that a person has the right to speak only after he takes care of the issue himself, that he himself is naki, but rather it's a method on how the teichacha should be effective. Otherwise it's not effective. Remember at the Levaya of Rav Moshe Kamenovich, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Rav Nachamchik who got up to speak. He said a beautiful story about Rav Moshe Kamenovich, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Mir Rosh Hashiva, the son of Rabbi Avram Kamenovich. He said that once Rabbi Moshe used to give the shiurim, the shmuzin in the yeshiva. He once walked into the besmedrish to give his weekly shmuz. As he went through the aisle of the yeshiva, there was a younger man standing there. So he turns to the younger man and he whispers to him a few things. And there was a back and forth a little bit, a discussion. Rav Moshe turned around and he left the Beis Medrash and he announced that he's not saying the Shmuz today. When asked what happened and he came in to say the Shmuz, I remember it was many years ago that I heard this and it had such an effect on me. The clarity of Musar, clarity of Gedolim, the Oiska Arbit through the Midas and the Kinyani Atayra. Listen to the following answer that Rav Moshe gave. He said that when he walked in, he was going to talk about a specific topic. He met this younger man, he began to talk to him, and then he realized that the topic he's talking about, he himself is not fully Oiska Arbit in that thing. Because as the conversation went on, he saw a flaw that he himself came through in the conversation, which means he was not ready to give the Musar Shmuz. To get up and speak about an inyan or a midah that he himself felt that he was not oisgar b'din, he cannot give the Musar Shmuz. This is effective Musar. K'shoit atzmecho. Teicheach. Teichiach. It's not just the other person. Teicheach yourself, and then you could be teichiach others. So we have here ground rules, so to speak, of how someone should and could give proper mussar. I saw another very beautiful chidah. The chidah in Dvarim Achadim. It's the name of one of the svarim of the chidah. He brings the pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Heicheach lechacham v'yehevcha. If you're meicheach the chacham, he will like you. The pasuk pshat in the pasuk is, if you're meicheach a fool, he'll hate you. But if you're meicheach a chacham, he'll like you because he gains from the teichacha. Says the Chidah, a Meir Dikapshat, that it's also telling us how to give Teichach, and that is, Heicheach Lechacham. You need to tell him that he's a Chacham. Instead of discussing the Aveir and belittling the person, Fakir, tell him he's a Chacham. Elevate the person. Speak of his Milus. Remember my Bobby, I guess she grew up in Radin. She must have heard Radin Reid from the Chafetz Chaim, from her elder Zayde, the Meisha Landinsky. Remember how she used to give Teichacha? It's pastach nisht. It's pastach nisht. Bist du chazak kluge. Remember the words. She always said, you're so smart. Wie kommst du zu tun azazach? It's not, you're too smart to do it. Elevate the person instead of elevating the Avera. Hecheach l'chocham. It's not to who, but that itself already is the Teichacha. Hecheach l'chocham, that he is a chacham. I saw Nachal Kedum in the Chidos as a beautiful pshat. Don't elevate the chet over the person. Sometimes you say, ah, such a terrible thing you've done. Don't elevate on the person the chet. Elevate the person over the chet. It's a chidon, nachal kedumim. There's another beautiful chidah, the chidah in Dvash Lepi. The chidah says, Hecheach techiach, v'loisis olav. Don't put on him the chait. Put it on yourself. A lot of times, you did, then you did this, and you have this chisarin. Mali Musser, Flegen Redden Musser, Kretzizich. You could listen. It's the Makar Rabbi Yisai. So Meir the Chidah. But he sees all of, don't put the Chet on him, says the Chidah. Put it on yourself. Say, I also could use the Musar, I could also use the Chizik. You want to listen? We could do it together. You know, there's a big Chachm in that. A lot of people, they take themselves out of the picture as if they're completely knocky in the thing and they push the other person to do it. If you come and say, let's do it together. You know, you have your child. I don't know if the right malach is to tell your child you did a virus. I'm not going to tell you you should do that. I'm not going to tell you you should tell your son you have the same chesrain as basically. I'm not going that far. But you could say, let's work on it together. That's pshat loisisa. Let's polish it, Vimazakt. Let's polish the Chidat, apply it, Lamaisa. Will I see all of, don't make it that he needs Tikkun. We all need Tikkun. Let's work on it together. Let it be between the two of us. That's Hecheach, Techiach, Es Ami, Secha. Abaisa, I want to tell you another Chidah. The Chidah in Bris Olam says something so interesting, which I don't know how many know, because I myself didn't know until I saw it recently. It's a tremendous chidush. The chidush says that if a meichiach somebody and that person is not mekabel the teichacha, he gets your averis and you get his mitzvahs. Now we know this is true by Lashon Hara. We know this is true by Lashon Hara. It's mentioned in the Chafetz Chaim Svarm already. It's supposed to be a Chavis HaLavavis to this matter. That when you speak Lashon Hara about somebody, he gets your Averis and you get his mitzvah. Everybody's shaking their heads because they know this. I don't really know why it's that way. I've asked many Gedolei Yisrael over the years, Havazel Zainazai, why should he get your averus, you get his mitzvahs? I mean, well, how does it work? I once asked Reb David Feinstein, Shlita at a bris. I said, Rebbe, explain to me, what is this all about? So he said, it's very simple. You walk around telling somebody he's a balavera, right? You walk around saying Lashon Hara about him, so you're saying that he has Averis. Sometimes it's not even true. So therefore, you get his Averis. Kilo, you're the Balavera now. You try to make, it's like a Kasha Zomam, and making him a Balavera,
You made this guy a baal avad, you walk around saying bad things about him, so b'meila, he gets your averus. I said, Rebbe, all right, I accept that. But how about the other part of it? why do you, that person get the other person's mitzvahs? So he answered me in style. That's the style of Reb David Shlita. He said, well, it's only fair. You have to trade. If you give him averus, he's got to give you something back in return. So he gives you the mitzvahs. Like this, you have an equal trade-off. Okay, but it's interesting chiddush that it works the same by teichacha, says the chida in dvash lepi in bris ailum. Says the chida, so that's pshat in the pasuk. V'loisisa olav chait. When you give musar, you should make sure it's done for the right reasons. You shouldn't think, you know, I have an opportunity to dump all my chatoyim. I'll go over to a guy who I know is not listening, who's a baal aveira, and here I go, you know, shalom aleichem, shouldn't do this. He's like, hey, get out of here. Oh, dumped all my aveiras, I got all his mitzvahs. Where did he go? Chida, bris eilam. Yeah? Well, I see sal of chait, you shouldn't do it for the wrong reasons. It's gotta be fakirat, you want on him mitzvahs. Yeah, I see sal of chait, a person could have some kind of ulterior motive. In the Teichacha, I'm getting rid of all my Averis. Zab the Chida, that's the Pasik, Lechech, Techich, Hasam Yisecha, V'loi Sisa, Lav Chait. It's got to be done for the right reasons. L'maisach HaBeisai, there's a Musar in this. I don't know how many people are going to walk around giving Teichacha so they could, you know, get rid of, dump their Averis. But the point is, it has to be l'shem shemayim. It has to be that you want to help the other person. L'isis olav chet, you don't want that he should be a baal chet. You're not trying to convict the person. You're trying to make the person a tzaddik. You're trying to make the person a better person. And when musar and teichach is given with the right attitude, with conveying the right feelings and ergation, then it's chal. Then the teichacha has its proper effect. There's a meridik of vart from Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky zeichet tzaddik livracha. Rabbi Yankiv in his emes liyakev quotes a gemara in Erechin daf tezayin amit beis. The gemara says, "Ad heichon teichacha." How much does one have to absorb? What is the shear that he has to do techacha to what level? Says the Gemara, ad haka, even till the person hits you. If the person's going to turn around, tell him to be quiet during davening, and he turns around and gets punched in the face, which, by the way, could happen. I've seen it in action, Rabbi Isai. Ad hakam, I'm chayiv to give him teichach. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says that what is the shear? How much I'm chayiv till how much? And the answer is ad klolot, not till he hits you, but till he curses you. Rabbi Yochanan Ram ad nizifa, till he discommunicates with you. Bekitzer, it has to turn into a messy situation, and then you're potter. Frek Rabbi Yankiv. We never find anywhere a mitzvah where that's the shear. Who have to do this mitzvah till the guy will beat me? Till the guy will curse me. It's the only mitzvah by Teichacha that we find that the shear is till the person will turn around and then hurt me. Says Rabbi Yankiv, it's not a shear of how much I'm a chuyiv. I must take so much for the kiyum of this mitzvah. That's not what it is. It's not the shear. It goes to the essence of the actual teichacha. Rabbi Yankiv quotes the Rambam in Chasdeis Perik Vav al Chazayin. Says the Rambam, v'yoydienu. Says the Rambam like this.
You must convey the message that you mean his taiva. Rabbi says, Rabbi Yankiv, that's why if he's going to hit you, so he defeats the purpose of the teichacha. It's not pshat you megadig. Ah, talmud chacham, I see a ben teiva. It's not the pshat that you put, yeah? Till this shear. It's not a shear. It's the teichacha already doesn't have its effect. The whole idea is to convey toivo, soy, I love you, I care for you, I'm trying to make you a baal mitzvah. So if it leads to the fact that he's mekalul me, I saw, and I'd like to share with the Eilam a few more nekudis, which are, I guess, eitzais on how to do proper teichacham. Over the years, people have come to me and said, you know, I don't know, when I speak to my son or whatever the case may be, the Talmud, I'm afraid maybe it's just going to do more harm, more damage than good. And we spoke that if it's going to do more damage than good, besser efshenitza zogin. But how do you ever know? How do you know a person, listen, you know how complicated people are. Every situation is different. So the truth is, I don't have an answer, but I have a chinuch, which maybe could be a good piece of advice. The chinuch speaks in mitzvah reish lamed tes, the mitzvah of giving teichacha. And he speaks everything we just mentioned from the Rambam, that it has to be that it's l'tayeles. And he says, k'shem shemitzvah lo yimadovar nishma, kach mitzvah lishtoik b'mokayim shein adovar nishma. Because it could turn out to a problem, kalil l'maychiach v'loy l'tayeles. But the chinuch says something interesting. When we call mokayim yes l'siyashe v'chol bal nefesh, v'lashgiach har b'minyonim eil v'lash v'lirois. That he should think that what? If you think maybe there's a tayeles, the tzad sofik that maybe it's a tayeles, and the beautiful words of the chinuch, the yiftach bashem, ki hu yazrenu bilachmai im sainav val yerach levava velayira ki hashem shomer es kalai hava. You give teichacha and you're wondering, is it worth it? Maybe something good, but then maybe not. Yiftach b'Hashem, if you do it l'shem shemayim. Now, of course, the chinuch is talking about to an enemy who could hurt you, but I think we could apply it to all cases of teichacha when in doubt. Maybe something good could come from it. Yiftach b'Hashem, it wouldn't hurt if you say a tefillah before you do it. Rabbeinu Shloilam, what's the lashon that we have over there by the Hashem manu lashon la'adam archilev u'Hashem manu lashon Rabbeinu Shloilam, give me the right words that to make it work. Hashem manu lashon. I'd like to bring on another point. Haycheach teichiach, the double lashon. Why the double lashing marabomitzid aflamin aleph says afilu meya pe'amim, even 100 times. Pashim shat in the Gemara is that if you have to repeat the same thing 100 times, just keep on repeating it. Just because you didn't listen after the second or third or fourth, you got to repeat it. Abbe say maybe in the Gemara there lays a tremendous yisaid, and that is, look for small results. Maybe that's the pshat afilu mea pa'amin. A person thinks he's going to go be meichiach, and it's going to achieve. Not necessarily. It might be a long-term process, a little teichach, and a little every day to chip away afilu mea pa'amin. And I found a beautiful story from the Chafetz Chaim. A beautiful, beautiful story from the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim, the Chayev of Payalov. It's gebracht that there was a Maggid that felt very bad that he was going around from city to city saying drashas, and he wasn't getting the oilam. He wasn't getting the oilam. You see, Rabbeisai, you know, a good shmooze for the first 2-3 weeks, oilam is listening and it's packed. But then, you know, after a while, Rabbi Shmuel Salanta used to say, even if the musar is to me myself, it's for one person, to me myself, to the meichiach, shenechid vert, it's also worth it. It's not, teichach is not an easy thing. You know, to be able to reach people on a constant basis and that he should live elevated and be makabel to grow. You know, they say over from Ravtali Rabshitza, Amir Dikazach. He once said a Shabbos Tshuva Drasha. He came home, so his Rebbetzin asked him, "Nu, did you reach the Eilam? Did you get them to be Messiah?" So he said, "I got half the Eilam. Half the Eilam was Mekabel. The other half, I couldn't move them." He said, "Wow, that's a lot. That's unbelievable. What happened? It's tremendous." He said, "I spoke that the Ashirim should give tzedakah to the Aniyim. So the Aniyim were Mekabel, but the Ashirim weren't Mekabel. So Mimela, I got half the Oilam. Half the Oilam was Nisayr, and half the Oilam was not Nisayr. I reached half the Oilam." the Aniyim said, "Okay." But the Ashirim didn't. Got half the Oilam. It's a tremendous chachma to reach the whole Oilam. And a lot of times people feel very bad. And sometimes people feel, "Oh, what did I gain? Person wasn't mekabel." So there was a maggid that felt very bad. Felt very bad that he wasn't reaching. So the Chafetz Chaim said to him beautifully, he said, "Let me ask you, do you reach one or two?" He says, "Yeah, every shmooze I reach one or two." So he says, "Let me tell you, a hunter goes out to hunt. Tell me, what does he come back with? He spends a whole day and he puts all his money into the hunting gear. So he comes back with one ze'ev, with one dove, with one ari, right? So one lion, one bear, right? One tzvi. Zakta, you also, you should be happy if you reach one Reb Doiv, one Reb Ari, Reb Arya, one Reb Tzvi. You should be tzufriden, meiridik. Think little victories. Little victories. When you give teichacha, don't expect that you turn everything around in one moment." I see the time, Rabbi, so I have two more points to bring out, which I think the Olam will appreciate very much. I think it's also important to speak about the schar. And this is, I know, a tremendous machloikis between the Bali Musar. Should you speak about Gehenim? Should you speak about the Oynish? Should you frighten? Listen, there's a whole school of Musar that does that. As we say, I don't know today if we're holding by it. I don't know. You know, I'm not so sure that, you know, that world of Musar and that Mahalach of Teichacha works. Definitely what works is to speak about the reward that the person gets if he doesn't do the Aveir. And maybe that's Pshat in the Pasuk, and I'll tell you a Maisa from the Chafetz Chaim. The Maisa of the Chafetz Chaim, again, is a story about a Maggid that asked that the Chafetz Chaim come to the town where he is to give Musar for Chilul Shabbos. What's the problem? The problem was that they couldn't keep their stores closed because they said that their parnosa, you know, the old phobia of keeping the store open on Shabbos. So the Maggid said, "Rebbe, feskumen, you'll come And you'll explain to them how in their business, if they keep their business closed, it doesn't mean they're going to lose their money. I've explained to them that they have other ways how they can make money. So the Chafetz Chaim says, that's not my department. My department is not to explain to them how they won't lose money. It's not my geschäft. That's for a seicher to sit down and give them business advice. What is my Musar Shmuz? The schar of keeping Shabbos. And if they understand that, Mimela, they'll figure out a way how to overcome this fear of the store being open on Shabbos. They'll be able to close the store. Schar, to speak about the reward, the positive. And I think that's the pshat in the pasuk, v'loisisa olav chet. Don't bring about the chet, how sinful it is, but rather the schar. Talk about the positive, the reward, the maila. You want to give a kid in your house techacha, tell him, look what you could do. You could finish, you could be mekabel, you could be mekayim. V'loisisa olav chet. I also would like to point out maybe another thing in the pasuk. Tisa is a lashon of elevate. It could also mean not to scream, like Tisa. Person sometimes he gives Musa a shreit yeneman, a kvitchit. The Chafetz Chaim, there's a beautiful story in the Chafetz Chaim. Also in Chayev Upayalov, he says that there was once a magid that had very shvach hatzlacha in his Musa shmuzin. So he came to talk to the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said, how do you give your musa? He says, what do you mean? Fire and brimstone. Shait and a kvitchit, yeah? So the Chafetz Chaim said to him, I don't understand you. Tell me, when you put on tefillin, you also scream. The shreis when the legs tefillin. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to leg tefillin. And it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. He doesn't say anywhere that the mitzvah has to be done with just maybe that's what it means, like Tisa Olav. Don't exaggerate and build up and make a whole, you know, about the chet. Talk soft, talk simple. You don't have to make a whole production out of the chet. Earth shattering. Hecheach Rabbeisai is a lashon of proving, to be mecheach something. I believe that you gain more by talking hecheach teicheach. Show him, explain to him. That's the root word of teichacha. Teichacha. That's why it doesn't say be mecheach teicheach. Prove him, explain to him, show him where he's wrong and why he's wrong and how he could do right. And then you have the proper mitzvah of Teichacha. This is one of the Kinyani HaTeira, Rabbi say. Ehoif, ohoif, ohoif vesa Teichacha. If it's done properly, your child will appreciate to hear and to listen. And this will be a tremendous hachana for Kabbalah HaTeira.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.